First in family.
It worked.
It worked. We think, what's going on? Here we are.
I'm going to double check that we're streaming, because this is a new hotel.
Of course.
So we're testing out the Wi-Fi.
So of course. We've got to, you know, it just wouldn't be if it weren't something to test. So if you're here, say hello. Drop us a line, a comment, a something or another, and let us know you're here with us.
Oh, we got it. It's working. Okay, Wi-Fi's working. We got it.
I know now that I forgot to put the link in. So if you haven't clicked the link, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to find the link. But hey, here's someone that clicked the link.
Hey.
What is going on? How are you doing, Trisha? How are you? I'm glad you're here joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're coming to you live from our hotel in Orlando, because today Ann and I decided we were going to get away for a moment, if you will. And, you know, we scheduled some massages, had a trip across the state. We're going to go to Epcot tomorrow. We thought, hey, we'll just take a couple hours and, you know, have some time. And
what really happened is I found a Groupon.
Oh, well.
For our favorite massage place. And I was like, well, that's a good reason to get
That's so. True, too. We got a discount, so that's why we were here.
I'm all about the discount, man. I'm like the sales rack at Target type.
I'm all about this coffee right now because I need some.
It's been a day. We had massages scheduled at 2:30. So I tell Jonathan when we're supposed to leave, and we have an issue with Chase where we get locked out of our business account.
I don't know if you guys know this or not.
Well, first of all, you're visiting your new grandbaby in New York, Trisha, so that's nice. Are we also
Trisha's having this conversation with herself. I don't think she's listening to anything we're saying. But I mean, she did bring up a good point right here. Are you also making a baby, or at least practicing? I will say, we will probably try to do some practicing tonight. If
he's not snoring.
If I'm not snoring. If I'm not exhausted after the day we had. Which I mean, I appreciate your enthusiasm here. I'm going to get into the day we've had right now. And whether or not we'll be practicing or not. But first, let's say hey to Murphy. Murphy, what's up? How are you?
Anybody who just came in on this conversation.
Trisha is very happy that we're going to be getting it on later.
I
appreciate you. I need that enthusiasm in my life. Like anything in true first in fashion, I'm not sure if you guys know this or not.
Murphy said, if you want, you can borrow my baby and I'll nap.
Murphy, if we borrow your baby, I'm not sure if we're gonna get our practicing in, right? What is going on over here?
We got multiple comments all popping up.
But I think there's only one on the thing, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, again, I need that coffee. So Karen, you missed the same thing I missed. Trisha is visiting her grandbaby in New York, and then she asked if we were going to have babies, I guess, on this night off, I guess. And then if not, then she was going to ask if we were at least going to practice the baby making. So I told her that if I'm able to stay awake, we'll try to practice baby making tonight. So that's where we're at. And now Sonya came in right at baby making. So, what's up? So, practicing making babies aside, or maybe we'll get back to that when the free-for-all comes. I am not sure if everyone here is aware of this or not, but your coaches, as amazing as they are, do not do this solely out of the kindness of their heart. They like to get some of them dollar bills every week. So I went to, on Friday, pay your coaches. And as I'm in my QuickBooks trying to do the thing, trying to stroke the check to pay the coaches, to keep them happy, I was unable to do it. I was locked out. QuickBooks said, hey, something's wrong with your bank. You need to check out your bank. So I said, okay, I'll go ahead and load it up in the bank and then see what's going on or whatever. Well, immediately I try to load it up our Chase account. And it says, can't find your username, can't find your password, can't find whatever. So I try to reset the password, and it gives me this, like, you have been blocked out of your account due to some extreme, you know, whatever circumstance or prejudice. You have to contact customer support.
At this point, Jonathan is no longer just going, okay, let me figure this out. There are multiple curse words and yelling coming out of the office, which I'm hearing across the house, so.
Right, because it's not like we're not on a time crunch to try to get somewhere for our time together, right? So, of course, I would have a giant breakdown in a process that kind of matters. Like, I don't know, money.
Like an hour before we're supposed to leave.
Like coaches getting paid. Because, you know, whatever. I mean, forget the fact that every penny we have, right? Because it's all in first in. Forget that every penny we have to our names and our life is just taken away from us. But I know our coaches want to get paid too. So I'm diving headfirst into working on this thing. And so I got a call. And if you guys know me at all, I hate the phone. I can't stand getting on the phone. I don't like the phone. I don't answer my phone.
He won't even pick it up when I call.
No, text me.
If I call him 3 times in a row, he might. Just in case. But if I text 911, he'll call.
If you need to text 911, you need to call 911 because that's an emergency and I probably can't help. So anyway, I'm on the phone and I get somebody and I'm like, yeah, my account's not working. Oh, I can see your account's not working. I'll send you to someone else. So they send me to someone else and I tell them, hey, my account's not working. Look it up with this number. Oh, that's a business account. Yes, it is. That's the line I called. I tried to reset my business account password. You gave me a phone number. No big deal. So then they tell me they got to put me on hold for the business department.
Transfer number 2.
25 minutes later of the best on hold muzak you can imagine, I start to go, huh, maybe they've forgotten about me. So at this point, I have to hang the phone up, search the specific business line out. Like, I ain't calling no general line again. Search the business line out and go through the whole dance again where, hey, I'm locked out of my account. Can you help me? Oh, you're locked out of your account. I need to send you over here to someone that can help you. What part of I'm locked out do you think I just made this up? It's some scam email a Nigerian prince told me, asked for my Chase password. No, guys, you guys have kicked me out. I can't pay the team. Coach Nastasha's here right now saying, hi, guys. And what she really means is, where's my money? Show me the money. And I'm trying to deal with Chase so I can get Coach paid. And yeah, that's it. So long story long, during this process, Anna's went and ran errands and hit the post office and sent the mail out and picked up all this stuff and grabbed lunch and done all this stuff and gets back home. And I'm still not ready to go anywhere because I'm on the phone with Chase. So wrapping up the awesome short story I just embarked on, I'm able to get back into the account, but of course, now we're late by about 20, 30 minutes to leave. Still haven't paid coaches. Got to do that as soon as we're done. And now we're late. No big deal because we put a buffer in. We knew that something might happen. So we added a little extra 30 minutes in there. No big deal. Yeah, traffic was terrible. Everything sucked. We hit every light on the way. Got rerouted. And showed up late for our massages. So we probably got our massages, I would say, cut in half. And half the extra stuff that we paid for, like stones and paraffin and all this stuff, they didn't have time for and we didn't get. So that's how our one chance at getting away worked out.
We did get massages, though.
Yeah.
John,
my shoulder feels better.
Worked on, right? So, you know, hey, take what you can get, I guess. and it was a Groupon. If we would have paid full price and we would have been late,
well,
my damn mind.
First of all, we wouldn't have paid full price.
No, I just don't.
We just ain't got it like that.
I don't think that.
We just ain't got it like that. But that's where we're at. So that's the recap. That's how spa day went. That's how massages went.
We did get them. They were a little short. We got them. We got to hang out in the lounge though, so that is okay.
A little short, yeah. We got a metric butt ton of work left to do. But hey, it's all good. It's all good. So let's get some comments up here.
Hi Sonia. Oh, we said hi. That's okay, we'll say it again.
Karen loves it. We're going back to baby making.
That's the
here.
Baby making.
I think Corey came in during baby making. Yeah. Oh hey. And then here we go. We got some support.
All for it.
So we'll see if we get some practice in tonight. It depends on how long it takes us to work and get everybody
paid.
It
depends on if somebody falls asleep or not. We'll see.
Right. I mean, it's possible. But I've got the coffee now, so we'll see how that goes. Someone who didn't click the link, don't know who you are, but they prefer to talk on the phone.
Oh.
So if you didn't click the link and we bring you up, just put a little dash in your name so we see who you are and try to click the link. I'd say click the link in the description, but I didn't post it. So it's i.mfirst.in/showme.
Not that you'll remember that, but next time we have a live call, we'll drop the link in there for you.
Yeah. Stephanie's here. What's up? Danielle's here. What's up? I hope you guys enjoyed my sad story. Is that a tear face? I can't tell.
I'm sitting
way back. I must have said something funny. Yeah.
F Chase. You know, okay, so they've been relatively good.
Except for the fraud that they hung us with that we couldn't.
That's another story.
I don't know what Ian's laughing about, but we'll take it. We'll take all the laughs. Stasha, don't worry about it. We're all good. Like I said, we didn't expect anything different. Try and do something nice for yourselves, and this is how it goes. No big deal. It could be worse, right? You know, it could be much worse. I woke up today, and my shoulder's been killing me. PJ works on it all the time for me. Last time PJ worked on my shoulder, it was this shoulder, actually, the exact same thing. Ann gets it. She used to get it from benching a lot.
Yeah, for anybody who has bicep tendon issues, it's like a bicep tendonitis.
Yeah.
And that sucker hurts.
And so whatever it is, getting matted down since we've been back to jiu-jitsu since November from framing and pushing a lot, this shoulder has just been literally lit up on fire. It's been progressively getting worse as the rolls that I've been doing have been escalating. And it was so bad this morning, like reaching to grab, you know, my Ann's like, "What was that noise you made?" I was like, "Oh, don't worry, just me grabbing deodorant." Like it literally made me want to flip and cry. It hurt so bad. And it is nowhere near 100%, but man, I've got this range because he dug all in back in rhomboids and scap and trap and a little bit in front pec, and it like is worth it. So I feel better.
Yeah.
So don't be sorry. Don't cry for us, Argentina. We'll be just fine. Val's here. What's up?
FaceTime all the way. Getting on the phone sucks. And especially if you have to call Chase or another business or a credit card company. There's so much holding and transferring. And I can't do this, but so-and-so can. It's like, it's an hour minimum.
And this is Corey, I think, talking about me not wanting to get on the phone. Man, I hate the phone. I hate the phone so much because the phone requires me to be 100% focused, and I can't do that. Like, I can't. Like, if I'm sitting on the phone with you, I am going to be doing something else, and I am going to have no cues that you're speaking to me, and I'm going to lose it. So that's why I prefer everything, honestly, to be in text so I can read it 12 times before I respond. because I'll just be honest, I'm not going to pay attention if we're on the phone. My brain, unfortunately, doesn't like to stop. And it's going to go a million places, so I need to be able to unitask and focus on the one sentence you said, and then I can fire you back something. But that's just me. It's not a good thing. That's for sure.
Ian's got jokes. Ian, we can see you, so you don't have to put your name.
What I love that Ian does is Ian doesn't know if it's going to work every time.
Yeah.
And then Ian shows everybody else. That's why I put you in the freeze frame, the still today, was Ian going, I don't know if this works, Ian. And I was like, let everybody see. Because we're all new to this. And that's what said, this is Jen Edwards. And she says, I have no idea how this fancy stuff works. I'll be honest, we don't either. Yeah. We're learning, it's a new thing. There is a link that we share. Normally it's on this post. Hotel got me here. I didn't think about it. But it's a little link you can click, and you let this software program, you tell it it's okay to show your name. It's no big deal. But now that we see who it is. And see, here's someone else that doesn't know what it works. Hello. Hello to you. I don't know who you are. But if you put your name, we'll say it. And now that we're talking about names, now that Ian has laid the groundwork down, if you guys have any questions, just put a Q in front of it. And then write your question, and we'll know it's a question, and we won't miss it. So we did not get a single dang thing. I'm going to go ahead and put the free-for-all sign up. It is free-for-all. We are here for you. It will not all be us talking about maybe having sex and bank issues and massage woes.
We can all thank Trisha O'Brien for that one.
Right. Thanks, Trisha, for setting the tone on practicing baby making. If you got anything, we're here for it. We're here for it, fam. So let us know. I'm going to keep scrolling through, see who was here. Got to find my mouse cursor. We are once again on an ironing board. In a funky room. Our lights are giving us these harsh shadows, guys. But without them, it just wasn't good. So just bear with us. We're here in spirit, even if we're not here in high quality production.
Danielle's got a horrible calf muscle strain or something. Oh, man.
You know, I have a bunch of junk in my calves, and I think it's contributing to some knee pain or whatever, and I had my man try to work those out. So I'm just going to say everybody needs a massage. It's been, I think, literally 4 or 5 years since Ann and I had our last one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not discounting the soft tissue work Coach PJ hooks me up with, but that's a specific injury, and it's usually only one at a time. So, yeah, man, if the calves are getting junky, get them things rubbed out. Yeah. All right. I don't know who's recommending the CDB rub, CBD. CDB's was a pizza place.
It was.
CBD is something different. What rub do you like? Because if it's amazing, I need it. I need something amazing in my life.
BioFreeze. BioFreeze makes a
CBD. Oh, they do have it, don't they?
Rub that I'm supposed to be getting in the next couple weeks from a friend of ours.
Oh.
We'll try that.
Coach Steve, what's up, my man? How are you?
Hey, dude. How was the trip to the Keys?
How's all this overtime you're catching? I mean, you ain't got to worry about me paying you today since the bank wanted to keep you from getting money since you're making that OT. But I hear you, brother. Stay safe, man. Karen, feel exactly the same about the phone. I can't stop. I can't focus. My buddy Ed, I love him to death. But he's a little old school, man, and he likes to talk on the phone. And I'll just be like, no, not now. And then I'll immediately feel terrible, like, ah, it's Ed. I gotta talk on the phone. But sometimes it's just not the time, you know. It's not the time for me, which is never, yeah. never do I dig the phone. I'd almost rather like record a video and send it to you than actually do a two-way comm. So I'm with you. Corey says the deaf girl in me reads lips for FaceTime, that or text. You know, at least FaceTime, it does get me to pay attention because I'm looking at you. So there is something to that. I'll FaceTime with Jacob every now and again.
No doubt.
I do prefer that little human interaction there. I assume that since the link wasn't there, that it just had to work.
It did work.
It's a one-shot, one kill.
Yeah.
So if anybody is really wanting to get in the link right now, if you go to the sticky, the announcement that said we're going to be live, the link is buried in there. This was just my bad on this one. I got a little too excited to go live and talk to you guys and tell you about the horrible bank issue. And I didn't put it in the comments. That's my bad here. We're learning, guys. We're learning.
No worries. Trisha said you're welcome. Hey, man, conversation starters. It's a good
icebreaker. I appreciate it. If it actually gets some practice in, I'll let you know. I'll give you another special thanks for that one because we need more practice for that.
You know what the good news is? We get to sleep in and we know it.
At least for
an extra hour or so tomorrow morning. So we used to use Saturdays as sleep-in days. And when I say sleep-in, like, my butt will sleep in usually 10 a.m. I'll cut it off if I can handle it because we still have to work.
Just insane.
However,
the amount of time this woman can stay asleep.
I can sleep with the best of them.
Bananas. My brain doesn't let me do that either.
But we don't. So we get up and watch the sunrise every day. So we're up, you know, a little after 6. And on Sundays, we get up at 8-ish, right, because we have bagels. Saturday was our sleep-in day, and a black belt friend of Jonathan's that trains at the school we do.
Ed, the guy from the phone call.
Yep, the guy we get the CBD stuff from. He started his own technique class on Saturday mornings, and him and Jonathan are super close, so we go to support him. So now we have no sleep-in on Saturday. So
no.
Tomorrow's nice. So
tomorrow we're going to sleep in.
Good chances.
And I will say, even though it had been 4 or 5 years since our last massage, It hasn't been 4 or 5 years since our last practice session. So
we're not
that bad.
We've only been married.
We do make a little bit more time for that, but not as much as we should.
Baby making is excellent.
I'm trying to get the comment.
Cardio. Yeah.
I mean,
I can't
argue with you there.
Bonus points.
Sometimes you know when you want to go to sleep, you wish it was a sprint, not a marathon. But deal with the hand you're dealt, right? You can't always win them all.
I bet there's one reason to be tired in the morning. That's a pretty good one, though.
That couch looks very sturdy.
This is a solid. I think it's a sleeper sofa.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
It's a sleeper.
Yep.
So, okay, there you go. Oh yeah, this sucker's sturdy. Be just fine.
There's a it's kind of a weird room. They kind of volumize the room so you could put as many people in here. So there's like another room off yonder, off that way, that's got a couple beds in it. And we found another sweet ironing board. We're going to take a picture this time so you guys can see how ridiculous the setup is that we travel with to do these things. But it's kind of what makes it fun. We have a whole rolling suitcase that carries all the live stuff. We got a cue. Stephanie says,
I like this
nerve pain versus muscle pain and how to treat that during training. Well, even though we are in an area that could be construed possibly as a Holiday Inn Express, we are not physicians. So we cannot help you treat or diagnose or differentiate between these two. However, there are a couple ways that you can go about trying to find some differences between the two. Nerve pain and muscle pain, depending on where they're at, they could manifest very much the same, or they could manifest completely different. Or due to the pain in a muscle and the inflammatory response, that could have some nerve involvement. So what you want to try to figure out to the best of your knowledge is, what is it? Is it nerve pain or is it muscle pain? How do you know? I mean, there are physicians that can't tell you, right? But the difference is probably going to be localized irritation, possibly swelling, point pain when you palpate the actual muscular body, or pain on certain movement. Nerve pain is gonna have that paresthesia, the pins and needles sensation. It could be a complete loss of sensation. It could be a complete loss of motor control. There could be all kinds of different things. Treating it, I can't help you with. Ameliorating, kind of mitigating symptoms. Yeah, you could probably do some stuff like that. One of the ways, and it's funny, and you were just talking to another black belt last night or the other day about it at BJJ, is he was having some nerve involvement in lost fingers, or lost, not loose fingers, that's something you got to take a little more seriously, lost pain or lost feeling in his fingers. And I was like, well, do you take any, you know, NSAIDs is what she was asking. She's like, you take any anti-inflammatories? And he's like, I got some turmeric on board. And we're like, no. Are you taking an actual, you know, from the pharmacy? And he was like, no. And she said, well, if you take some anti-inflammatories and the pain magically gets better, then great. You had some swelling in there. You had some other involvement. Maybe it was involving a nerve. If you take the anti-inflammatory and the symptoms don't alleviate, then there's a higher degree of chance that it's actually maybe some nerve damage or impingement or something else going on that isn't going to just go away. So that was kind of a long way of getting around to take anti-inflammatories. If, and this is a big if you're confident that you don't know if it's muscular or nervous pain, if you've given it time to heal on its own, because we don't want to necessarily interrupt an inflammatory process if it's a necessary inflammatory process. Or two, what I always tell everybody, you have to function. Maybe you don't have the luxury of sitting on your butt, and taking that edge off of that pain allows you to go work, perform, be on shift, parent, whatever it is you have to do. We also want to discuss, now that we've gotten way off this track, is, are we talking about soreness or are we talking about pain due to an acute injury? Because the treatment, if it's just general, global, I haven't worked out in a while, I'm sore, or I really hit it hard, or that workout was an ass kicker, that's different than what I have, pain and a muscle that's due to an injury, or in my point, overuse or tightness or whatever it is. So if you've got some follow-up there, first let us know if that helped at all. Take an NSAID. Ice it, rest it. Don't move it excessively. Move it to the point to get to the edge of pain and then back off a little bit, because you want to allow blood flow to come in. You want to allow all of the wonderful cascading macrophages and you know, wonderful, you know, cytokines and all that great stuff we read before once in an anatomy textbook and we've forgotten. You want the body to be able to have all of those ability to send those processes through. And moving engages your passive system, your lymph system, to actually kind of push all that gunk out. So yeah.
It's chances are you are not going to have nerve pain by itself. If you have a diagnosed condition where you get pain because of your nervous system and a response from that, that's a whole separate issue, and that's something your physician will diagnose, and you will probably know. There's some sort of degenerative disease or something going on. So you probably won't just get nerve pain. Nerve pain kind of, so if you ever whack your elbow on something, right in that little point right between your elbow, right, and you get that little like zap up your arm and it hurts and your fingers go numb, you hit some nerves and it gets that little shock up your arm. That goes away. It doesn't hurt. That's not an injury. Chances are, if you're talking about training and you're asking how to treat this during training, if something's hurting you and you feel like it is nerve pain, so numbness, tingling, can't feel your toes or your fingers, pain that's zapping you, you probably have a muscle somewhere that's swollen or inflamed. You're probably impinging a nerve. The other thing that can happen is if you have an injury and you start to bleed in there, which you're not going to know, but say you sprain your ankle and the muscles around your ankle swell and it starts to bleed, you create some little tears. Your nerves really do not like blood. They don't like to come into contact with blood, and that's a lot of the reason that you get nerve pains, because you create little micro tears, you get some blood around your nerves, and they freak out and they hurt. That's the biggest problem with sciatica most of the times, is you get, one, you get impingement, and two, if you get an injury to your low back and it tears, you'll get blood in there and it hurts really bad while your nerves heal up and get happy. We got to figure out where it's coming from and why, and that is a physician. That's a physician, that's a chiro, that's an ortho, that's if you've already got, you know, a doctor working on it. So I guess the question is, what's hurting? Has it been hurting before, or is this a new injury? Because training on a new injury is always going to be a no until you figure out what you hurt and how it needs to be handled. So until you've been seen by somebody, if this is a new problem, I would say don't train at all until you figure that out, because you could make it worse if you don't know what it is. There are some pretty big differences between I hurt something muscular and I hurt something that's now causing nerve problems that are chronic. If it does not get better, if it gets worse over time and you continue to have problems and you get functional issues. So, oh, my shoulder hurts today. Tomorrow, maybe it hurts a little worse. And the next day, now my fingers are going numb. The day after that, I have no grip strength. If you're progressively seeing functional symptoms, that's a real problem because that is nerve issue. And that could be from whatever it is, tendons or ligaments that have been torn, something that's actually damaged. So you don't want it to be getting worse for sure. Oh, there you go. I'm pretty positive it's a nerve, runs down the back. Okay. That usually is sciatica, down the back of the leg into your toes. Stephanie, is it a new injury or is this something that's chronic and old? Because that's going to kind of differentiate how you're going to handle this. If this is a new injury, you've never seen somebody for it, go see somebody for it so they can figure out what's causing your sciatica. Because, I mean, it could be SI, it could be your psoas in the front, it could be your glutes, it could be your hands, it could be any number of things that's irritating that nerve. Because that sciatic is big. That's a giant nerve down the low back and both legs. So I would see a physician if it's new. If it's not, now we got to talk about what happened the last time, how it got better, and what you can do without causing yourself more pain.
Beat that one to death.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people in here, especially the people who are in here in F4D, when you're working out, guys, sometimes you're going to go too hard or sometimes you're going to pull something or sometimes your muscles are going to get so pumped up that they cramp and you might get tingly arms or numb hands. If you sleep on something, sleep on your shoulder all night long, you may get impingements. So it's not always a reason to freak out, especially if you're lifting weights because you're creating swelling and that creates compression on your nerves. But
she said it's happened before.
Okay.
And she blames it on having babies.
Having babies that shifts your hips around and opens up and stretches out all those tendons, ligaments in there. Yeah, that can do it. And that may never go away.
Well, hopefully that won't be a result of us practicing babies. We don't
want
any sciatica.
Pushy babies out. And everything's stretching.
Danielle has never had a professional massage.
Ooh,
Danielle,
girl,
you need to fix that.
You definitely, especially because sometimes your joints get angry. So it may help alleviate some of that.
Yeah, you need to fix that. I think you definitely should.
For sure.
Steve said the keys were great, but
OT
was better.
Where did you OT at?
Captain on Heavy Rescue 42.
Oh.
Yeah, how about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stole that money. All right, we got another question here. From Jen Edwards, food timing around workouts. I want to hear your thoughts. I don't know. What do you like to eat around training? Because it doesn't matter what I do, right? What matters is what you do. And what matters is what do you enjoy? The literature is out there on the absolute best, according to peer-reviewed science, peri-workout nutrition you could ever have on the planet. I mean, you could time it to the gram based on the vernal equinox and the alignment of the planetary bodies on how many grams of branched cyclic dextrin mixed with your hydrolyzed whey protein you want to mix in, to get mTOR fired prime.
And don't do any of that.
And we don't do any shit. I haven't had an intra workout or a peri workout shake in probably 4 years. I'd rather eat my food. I'm okay with that. So when it comes around to my thoughts are what makes you feel good, what makes you perform well, what do you enjoy, and what will you stick with? Because all the peer reviewed literature in the world you can wipe your butt with if the 3% marginal gain you're looking for by trying to craft the perfect peri workout. Peri means around the workout, not just pre, not just post, but during, intra. You craft the most perfect, fantastic peri workout protocol and you hate it. It gives you a sloshy belly. You don't respond well to what's in it. And you're hungry the rest of the day because you had to put all of your nutrients around that workout window because science said so. So I really don't think too much about it at all. And I will tell you that 99.9% of the planet is going to benefit from putting effort in so many other things than they will from that window. And this comes from not just me thinking I know a thing or three, but just some of our serious high-level athletes. We took a guy when we first started First In. An athlete was a CrossFit Games competitor. And if you saw how this guy ate, you'd go, holy Jesus, how does he even come close? And there was zero peri-workout nutrition involved, except when we were at the Games and they had that marathon row and we had to plan around it. But outside of that was eat how you feel good. You train first thing in the morning, great. Let's go ahead and put 50% of your intake around that workout session, because that's what science says. And let's see how the rest of your day goes. Furthermore, you don't really feel good when you eat or you have anything in your belly when you train. So now you blew half your daily food allowance. You feel like crap. Your workout quality went and tanked 25% what it could have been to try to get a 3% hopeful return because your magic shake came into play. I just don't buy it. I don't think it's a big deal. We could talk about rate of glycogen replenishment and how it takes 48 hours, so your pre-workout should probably start 2 days ahead of time. We could talk about making sure your amino acid pool is full. We could talk about all these different things, but if you're following your goals and if you're eating on plan, you're going to have all that taken care of. You're going to never find yourself, unless you're trying to be an a-hole, you're never going to find yourself in a point where you don't have the substrates you need for repair. You know, you're never going to find yourself in a position where you're not really operating with, you know, restored glycogen because we've been eating our carbs ahead of time. So if it's something that you enjoy, man, if beta-alanine tickles your pickle, well then put that in your shake. Man, I don't care, that's fine. The literature's out there. Hey, creatine's good for you if you respond to it well, if you don't get enough from your diet, and if you're not a non-responder. So all of these things, all of these protocols, all of this stuff when it comes to timing, there's a benefit to it, but it's very marginal. And before I would worry about me personally, before I would worry about like, well, man, is it my peri-workout nutrition that's holding me back? I'd ask myself what life looked like. What's my stress look like? What's my sleep look like? What's my hydration look like? The non-sexy things, did I put my night shift, my night mode on my phone 3 hours before bed? Did I put my phone down an hour before bed? What am I doing to the things that actually are going to have a major impact before I would concern myself with majoring in the minors? And unfortunately, macronutrient timing and peri-workout nutrition are minors for most of the planet, you know, ourselves included. Like, I really don't care. I eat whatever meal makes sense for that day before I train. And that's just how it is for me.
There's times we shift too. I mean, it's this morning we knew we were coming out here, so we got up, took the morning walk, and I went and trained before we had breakfast. Why? Because it didn't bother me. I don't care. Eat, don't eat, doesn't matter to me. I wanted my food after and later in the day. So I'm going to work out and push my food a little later. It doesn't bother me. I am one who cannot work out on a giant full stomach. I get nauseous. I don't like it, especially lifting. So I need to eat at least an hour beforehand for me. This one can pile a bunch of food in him, turn around, walk down to the gym and lift and be fine. So it just depends.
It depends is a good answer too, because timing around workout. What's workout mean, right? Does workout mean we're going to Zumba? Does workout mean we're taking a walk? Does workout mean we're going to BJJ class? Are we lifting? Are we doing CrossFit? Or does workout mean like we're doing a 10-hour brick because we're a triathlete? All of these things are going to depend as well. So it depends, but by and large, that it depends umbrella is all encapsulated by how do you feel? How do these food sources make you feel? How is your workout impacted? What is the positive and or negative balance of the entire equation? And to me, that matters so much more, what you enjoy, what you feel good, what you perform well with, and what you'll stick with, than trying to craft the most exotic, esoteric, ridiculous plan down to the gram with all your powders and fancy schmancy stuff. Have I done it? Yep. I'm not suffering by not doing it now. That's
are we
for
going
sure.
back? Nope.
Nope. Nope, no desire to have an intro.
I
want
to eat the foods.
Yep, I like to eat the foods. So if you have any more follow-up with that, it's a good question. Let me know, and we'll talk more about timing. Kay said half his day is spent on the phone, but he's calling back home. Yeah, I mean, if it's people you want to talk to, I guess I just don't want to talk to anybody. But if it's people you want to talk to, then yeah, man, hearing that voice connection, that's a big deal. So I can see that, man. That makes sense a lot, especially if you've been away for a while.
Ian gets a massage once a month. Yeah, it flushes water retention. Sometimes I gift my wife a couple massages at the same as mine. Yeah, that's smart. We love massages. No way I could run the volume I do without its maintenance. So it's,
yeah,
massage is great. And yeah, it digging into those tissues can flush out a bunch of junk from your muscles, especially when you're tight and locked up and this one's got knots all over it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when every time we get a massage, they go, Jesus, when's the last time you had a massage? I told the guy, I said, it's been years. He's like, well, you know, it shouldn't be. I'm like, yeah, I know.
The guy he had today, too, at the spa was like, yeah, I gave you a massage like 7 years ago. So he's still there.
Yeah. He wasn't my last guy, I don't think, but yeah. No. So, no, man, it's something that prehab, everybody needs to pay attention to it. Pay more attention to your massages than you do your peri-workout nutrition.
Yeah.
That'd probably help you out. I know it would help me out. It'd make the shoulder feel a whole lot better.
Coach Tasha hates the phone.
That's it.
Super fun when you're trying to date. Listen, you need to find a guy that can text and maybe get on a FaceTime every now and then. But we're not doing those like 3-4 hour phone calls like when we were kids. No.
Ann and I, when we first started dating.
I don't know if we talked on the phone at all.
So we tried to call each other when we were on shift. Because when Ann and I first started dating, we basically moved in together on our first date.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like we had this massive time apart. We've been this close to each other, you know, since we met. And the only time we're apart was when we were used to be on shift, which is now never, so we're never apart. But you know, we try to do the, hey, let's call each other every night thing. And right when we got out of medic orientation, which is where we met in paramedic orientation, I transferred to station 14, which is the busiest station in Hillsborough County. And she wasn't at a slow station. But her station was a little slower than mine. And I told her, I said, we're not talking on the phone. I'm too busy. I run too many calls. I'm not worried about talking to you on the phone. We're not going to whatever. So we're just not going to talk that day. If I see at the hospital, I'll see at the hospital. But that's it. Text me.
We did like the good night text.
Yeah, good night. Good night. You know, on my fifth call after midnight, there's no good night. But so we didn't even talk on the phone now. So like if we ever talk on the phone, it's like super weird and super short.
It's just necessity.
Yeah.
Like something needs to happen right now.
Yeah, so we didn't even do that. I got a hand. Well, almost there it is. I can't see either. It's a little, look at that. Look at that little guy. A little hand right there.
Hi, whoever that is.
Look at a little hand. Oh man, Karen's hitting me with the question. All these timing questions.
One of Jonathan's favorites.
This is my favorite. one, thoughts. Thoughts triggers me because I have all kinds of thoughts. But what I think you're asking is, is there any magical benefit to skipping breakfast? And the answer is no. There has not been any compelling body of literature and reproducible studies that have shown any dietary approach outside of disease process has a benefit over calorie control, calories in, calories out, and appropriate macronutrient distribution. So my thoughts on intermittent fasting, or IF, as you kids on the IG like to say when you're doing it for the gram, is, man, if you want to skip breakfast, knock yourself out.
Or any meals.
You don't want to eat dinner? Have at it. Just hit your calories. That's it. When I want to intermittent fast, I do it every day. It's when I go to sleep.
Or if we're going out for a giant dinner.
If I've got a big meal planned, then yeah, coffee and hate. To me, that's a much cooler way to say I'm intermittently fasting until lunch. So hit your goals. If bigger meals hit your goals better, fantastic. If you're busy and it's more convenient to your lifestyle to have smaller feedings, fantastic. If you find yourself getting hungrier later in the day and you're not a breakfast person, fantastic. Shift your calories. We just don't have to have a super awesome kick-ass name for it. We can just call it skipping breakfast. We can just call it spending my budget on these two meals
not
and not doing this. We can call it skipping lunch. I don't care. We don't need to attach something to it. However, you can't sell a book without a fancy, awesome name. You can't sell intermittent fasting approved protein bar unless you have a funky name on it, right? So do I think intermittent fasting can help people control their calories? Sure. But if you're not counting and you're not tracking those calories, it's very easy to cram thousands of calories more than your daily rate of expenditure in a 4-hour window. Ask me how I know. It's called a buffet. So I don't think there's anything magical or amazing about it. I don't care if anyone wants to skip breakfast and bookend all their food or put it all later in the day. It doesn't bother me one bit. But if you're asking what I think you're asking, is intermittent fasting the magical pill to rapid fat loss? The answer is no, not at all. Is intermittent fasting the magical kill or a cure-all for balancing your hormonal? No, none of that has been proven. None of that has anything. Am I resetting my digestive tract by fasting? Man, been around for tens of thousands of years, and you know, no, there's no magic here at all.
You gotta know yourself too, man. I'm not a good IF candidate. I will tell you that. Why? Because sleep is the longest I like to go without eating. I'm starving when I get up in the morning, and I am hangry and cranky when I don't eat for long periods. On top of that, I also get reflux, which is super fun if you don't eat, because now you have more stomach acid sitting around in there. So for me, it's not good. So you got to know yourself. If you're going to get hangry and cranky and moody and try to kill everybody in your path, might not be good for you. If you have reflux or stomach issues and you need to put something in you, might not be good for you. So do we have people that do it? Yeah, we have people that don't eat till 2 or 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They like it. It works for them. I'm not that person. This one can coffee and hate. I just can't do it. So you got to know yourself and what works best. Oh, there's...
I'm going to catch this follow-up from Karen. I was curious what you guys thought about IF, do it for the gram. I have a lot of friends who swear by it. I'm not a believer. Yeah, man, you got a lot of friends that swear by it works. You got a lot of friends that swear by prove it. You got a lot of friends that swear by paleo. You got a lot of friends that swear by carnivore. You got a lot of friends that swear by keto. You got a lot of friends that swear by vegan. And chances are they're all the same effing friend. And they swear by it until it stops working. And they find the next thing and the next thing and the next thing to swear by. What do their results say? What did their progress year after year say? What's that ROI on that KPI, right? Are they actually making progress? If so, it's because their calories are appropriately controlled, not because they're choosing to eat them in a magic window. So if you like it, get after it. Just hit your calories. I know what those are. So I'll be making sure you hit them, and I don't care if you hit them eating 72 times or if you eat them one time. The downside to that is, and what makes intermittent fasting not necessarily great for athletic performance, is not having protein spread out evenly throughout the day. So you may fall into a chance where you do not have enough free-flowing amino acids in your amino acid pool for muscle repair and building especially. So there is a definite caveat towards athletic performance when it comes to trying to IF or anything like that. Most of the people that are pretty serious about their athletics aren't going to be in that route. This question here by whomever it is, I do not know. I am going to ask that you post this in the group as a separate question, because what you're going to get right here from me is probably not going to be nearly what you're going to get when you ask everyone in the group this question.
Yeah, because Jonathan's one-handed eating meals are probably going to be not so much fun.
Yeah, so. And the thing is here is you're going to have more people that are more experienced with this kind of lifestyle than I am. But the question is, starting my new job tomorrow, it's a 4-hour round-trip commute with 10-hour days. What are your go-to foods for one-handed eating? Any good, no microwave needed meals? So we've got two things here. Are you wanting to eat during your commute? If that's yes, then I think that's where the one-handed thing kind of comes into play. Do you have to eat during your commute? That's my first thing. If not, then don't overcomplicate. Don't necessarily look for that magic, you know, one-hander if you don't need it. If you do need it, we can go from there. I'll tell you, I'm the wrong guy to ask, because I used to eat on my 40-minute commute every day in the fire station. And it wasn't one-handed. It was a fork, and it was a Tupperware full of oatmeal with applesauce and craisins on it, and sometimes bacon. But the main thing was the applesauce. So I would drive my 10-inch lifted mega cab on 37s down the highway with a bowl in my hand and a fork. And I would put my knee up, and I'd eat a bite, and then I'd put my thing back, and I'd have the fork in the hand, and I'd do whatever. And that's how I ate during my commutes. And I ate going on shift that same meal, and I ate going home the same meal. So my commuting meals are like, hey, man, I can eat.
Yeah, I eat everything.
It's not the safest. So looking for one-handers, don't sleep on shakes, right? You can drink your food.
Meal replacement bars, along the same lines, big protein bars.
The bars are great, but how about breakfast burrito everything? You can put everything in a wrap, everything in a tortilla. You can wrap that in some wax paper or whatever, and you can very easily one hand that. And that could be 150 calories all the way to 1,500 calories times two if you want, whatever you need. So anything you can kind of make in a wrap, I would say, is good one-handed food.
You can make your own breakfast sandwiches, too, for that matter. And you can even pre-make all that stuff and freeze it and microwave it before you leave the house.
Take your sandwich. Cut it in half. Triangles only. We ain't doing no weird rectangles.
Yeah.
And then hit the diagonal other side. Now you have finger sandwiches, bruh. And then you just do that. Take whatever you normally want to eat and cut it into smaller things that you can eat with one hand, like a pub sub. Cut it into four, you know, 1-inch subs, 2-inch subs, whatever it is, and then hors d'oeuvre style. Anything that you can eat, man. It ain't going to be a magic one-hand food. It's food that you can eat with one hand. So how can you do it? Can you get some meat wraps and roll-ups? Can you do whatever? Hey, man, anything's one-hander. If you're hungry enough, I'll grab me a handful of eggs and throw them in my mouth. I don't give a shit.
Doesn't have to be breakfast either, unless
breakfast,
you really
man.
Want it to be.
And it could be your commute back, so what can you get? Whatever you like, but for specific non-microwave meals or whatever, my suggestion is going to be pop this in a group, make your own thread, let everybody know who you are, and let everybody know what your resources are. No microwave needed meals, man, for me, that's going to be everything that fits in a cooler, right? So, when I was on shift, I made all my meals that could be designed to be eating cold because I don't want to heat my food up and then get toned out and not be able to eat. So I ate everything from cold pasta salad to cold burrito bowls to ate my oatmeal cold. I'm used to eating stuff cold, but you're going to have to find out what you like. Cause my go-to is, I go, oh man, cold pasta salad is my favorite. I don't like pasta salad. Well, shut up, dude. You asked me what my go-tos were, right? So what do you like? What do you want to eat and what can you do? But I think you may get a whole lot more ideas than my one hand food, which is tuck in the napkin and have a spread while you're driving down the road in the lifted truck.
Well, considering we don't commute anymore,
right?
It's tough for us to answer that. You know, so we have a lot of people that do commute to work. So,
then maybe that'll give you help. Yeah, but I would definitely suggest picking the brain of the hive mind on that, because we're probably not going to get 87 suggestions, and you may get a whole lot more mileage out of that. But hopefully, a couple of those tips help. Eat whatever you want, man. Anything. You just make a big trough of crap, and as long as you got some wipes, clean that hand off afterwards, you're good in my book.
This is why you post it in the group, because this is how he eats.
I'm a little bit of a savage. So sorry for this delay. Anna, you're here. Thank you. Annette, how are you? How are you doing? What do we got here from Kay?
I hear.
Sleeping on your back on a hard surface alleviates sciatica.
It
may bring about a few more things. But I don't know. Hey, if you want to give that a shot, give it a shot. I do not know or confirm or deny that.
I don't know. Babies. You're talking about baby caused my sciatica issue too. And that's a good point too, is what caused it. So if having babies caused it, you may just need to get adjustments. Or you may need to work on strengthening certain areas because things are stretched out and they're not going to go back. So it just depends on why it's happening.
Here's Coach Kim. Another reason I try to stay away from the mindset of having to have a perfect post-workout routine. If all those factors didn't align, I would skip the workout altogether.
Yeah.
Not ideal. Yeah, man, perfect is the enemy of the good. So a lot of times it gives us just one more thing to be a little whiny pants about. Ian, dropping some bombs here. Ian used to do OMAD, which, guys, OMAD is one meal a day, and keto simultaneously.
Oh.
One giant keto meal.
Bomb.
And Ian goes, I'm here now. Ask me why. So you know, that definitely,
cool.
It definitely does whatever.
Dude, try being an endurance runner and doing OMAD and keto. Oh, I don't know.
Danielle, prove it was mean for 6 months and a shit ton of money. Danielle is one who I know from working with her husband, Kevin, before. And then Kevin came, left, and then they came together as a family, that Danielle was, like, super into other ways of eating. Super into it. And, you know.
And that's okay, man. If it,
yeah.
If you're happy and it works for you, and you're getting the results you want.
And what
what
Kevin will attest to, and hopefully he translated to Danielle before she joined the family, was that if you're happy, we're happy for you. We'll do whatever we can to help you out. And we will cheer for you, whether you're a member of the fam or not, if you're stoked. But what happened with Danielle, because Danielle is very much a member of this family, and from what I don't want to speak for her, but what seems like she's very happy to be here, is the 6 months of prove it and the shit ton of money did not deliver her to the promised land. And fortunately for us, the next new thing that she tried was First In, and we're very happy to have her here. So I'm glad you were able to chime in with that story. Karen said, this conversation is making me hungry. I am actually starving. Because
he chose to forego his snack.
I did. Forgotten. Forgotten. I did not have my snack on the way here. Because I don't know why.
He thinks he's going to go eat a giant Pollo Tropical bowl and then shove all of his snacks later.
That is what I'm going to do, because I want to end with a big giant snack. Because
he needs to get his calories, and so he's going to do it.
So I'm intermittently fasting.
That might affect the baby making if you're a rolling ball of bloat.
Oh.
Ooh.
That might affect the baby making. I guess you got your work cut out for you. And now this conversation really is making me hungry. And like Danielle said, here I am.
Here you are, fam.
You know, and that's kind of why we're kind of the way we are, is because there's a million ways to skin the cat, but they all kind of come back to staying within your budget, making sure you hit your needs. And, you know, that's where, again, some of the crazy concepts that we all want to focus on, because that's what the supermarket tabloid says when we're in line. Like, we got to do this, this one quick trick.
So-and-so celebrity lost 20 pounds in 3 weeks, yeah.
When we focus on all those things, we major in those minors, it makes us feel good, because it makes us feel like we're like trying something. Man, we're trying something new. We're trying this one thing. It's like trying something ain't doing something. We want to look for the things that we can do. And, you know, Coach Kim brought up that great point. Like, if I couldn't get everything in line, oh, man, you know, I ran out of waxy maize. What am I going to do for my shake? I just won't train then, because if I can't time that glycemic index properly, then there's no point even working out.
Well,
how does that make sense, right?
Yeah.
You know, the 3% edge you were trying to gain on the competition, you threw away 100% of your workout, but that's where we live, right? That's how we do these things. So that's why my thing is like, man, you know, I don't know, but, you know, your coach told me that you're not even turning in. What are we worried about this for, right? Let's not miss the forest for the trees, right? Let's get the big rocks moved first. And once we've done that, if anybody really wants to have that discussion on do they think this is the next barrier to progress or the next thing that's going to help them reach a breakthrough, I'm more than happy to have that discussion. But there's a lot of ducks that I personally am going to want to see in a row before we worry about that. And I just think that's just the way to go, man. We want to make sure that we're doing things in the right sequence, because that's the only way we're going to know if they're going to actually provide a benefit. But yeah, guys, that was some rip-roaring questions, way more than I thought we were going to have when we had literal zero.
Good questions.
Put in things. So some great questions. If you asked a question and you want some follow-up or anything we didn't clarify on, hit that cue right now. Let us know. If you have a question and you didn't ask it yet, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Drop it in there. But if you don't have questions and you don't have anything else for us,
I'm going to feed this one.
We're going to go get some food and we're going to get to work. And coaches, after the big bank fiasco, I'm gonna get your money sent out. So we're going to come back and get to work. So if it's not there on Tuesday when it normally is, blame Chase. Damn it, I had to change my username at the bank. I had to change my password at the bank. I had to change my password at the email connected to the bank, all while I'm on the phone. Okay, did you change your password? Are you sure? Did you run a virus scan? Did I run a virus scan? What? So, yeah. So we got some work to do. So if you have questions, drop them in. If not, we're going to go across the street. And then we have to go to Publix because of course.
There's always one thing that I forget. Why? Because I pack everything. Food, clothes, work stuff, everything that we need for the next 2 days.
You didn't pack all this display, this ironing board.
What I did not grab was the sugar-free syrup that I left in the fridge for waffles tomorrow morning. And you can't have waffles without syrup, so go to Publix.
So we got to get some syrup tonight too, fam.
Yeah.
No, Amy, you can fire Chase. You can fire Chase.
Nobody gets to fire Jonathan. I tried.
Guess who's not getting a check? Guess. I figured this was you. Did you ask the commute question? Because I just saw you're starting a new job.
Probably.
Do you wax those sweet ass eyebrows, Brandon Mothershed, the man himself? Do you?
He does not.
No, but this is all natural. You can't improve this perfection. These eyebrows.
It's Steve. And this is why we have the greatest coaching team ever. Because there you go. Sorry, Steve.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, Amy, school teacher,
yeah,
having to buy school supplies and buy books for her kids because her district is like every other school district.
Probably
and
better
then,
to short Steve taco money than
and then Steve, Amy. Steve making it rain on overtime, robbing money from the county, getting paid double to be the captain on the heavy. So yeah, Amy, I gotta say, yeah, if anyone's not getting paid today, it's Steve. We'll go with Steve. Sorry, Steve. Well, guys, I don't think anyone has anything. I think Brandon's going to get it incredibly weird because we haven't been able to interact in a while. So I want to maybe get out before he asks me if I wax anything else. I mean, but with Trisha asking if I'm practicing babies, I guess it can't get any worse. But guys, again, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for the questions.
Thanks for the questions.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us rage and tell you our sad tale about our prematurely early ended late massaging.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
You know it ain't premature if you're looking at me. story of my life. It's half the reason we don't practice all the damn time is because it takes too long. But yeah. So, here we go.
Karen said, thanks, guys. Go make some babies. Eat first because I can't deal with the cranky pants.
Right,
that's not happening.
Right. We're going to eat first, and then we'll see what we can do about getting a baby or two your way, Karen, just for you. So you're going to babysit. Guys, thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being our people. We couldn't do this without you guys, that's for sure. And thanks for being first in. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. We're going to go eat some awesome food at the Pollo Tropical, which is where we always eat when we're here. Why? Because there's chicken breast.
It's chicken breast.
And we're going to go pick up some syrup and get to work. So exciting night in the lives of your first in fam here. We're going to get it in. But thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being great. Hope you guys have a happy Friday. Thanks for being first in, and we'll see you soon. Take care, guys. Bye.